You know that life, right, is tough. I know you'd agree. Life's tough to say the least. You see, Satan's plan is to afflict your life and your destiny and your purpose and the promises of God, setting you up for total destruction instead. And what he does is he tries strategically to put obstacles in your place so that you naturally self-destruct and feel devalued and lose your confidence, which isn't God's plan at all. Today's guest is going to help you understand how to see the truth, how to receive the promises of God by walking them out in a supernatural way. Don't go away. This is One-on-One. We'll be right back. My special guest today, who is author of, a supernatural key to unlock the doors of your destiny, is here today. And I couldn't have picked a better word than key, because you're going to meet Dr. Pauline Key. She's one of the most dynamic, anointed messengers of God. She's a national recording artist, and she's also appeared on numerous television and radio shows across the country, bringing this message of truth and hope and God's passion for you, the believer. Dr. Pauline Key, welcome to One-on-One.
Thank you. It is an honor to be here on the One-on-One show.
You know, way beyond being a recording artist and way beyond being a writer, you're a vessel that is ushering in the truth that the supernatural power of God still exists, is live and well in planet Earth. Did I say that right?
You said that absolutely correctly.
All right. Let's let the viewer get a chance to know who you are, and then we're going to get right into your ministry and in the book.
Yes. Well, I am one of 8 siblings. Woo. From a little small town in Bastrop, Louisiana. My father worked 14 hours. He was a log cutter. And my mom was a stay-at-home mom. But I want to talk about her a little bit, because she sort of helped shape this book.
Let's talk about that.
Yes. My mother, she had challenges growing up. Before she married my father, she was in a very abusive relationship. Mm. And then when she married my father, of course, my father was a spirit-filled man. She was coming to a place of healing. They had their first child, which was my elder brother. And then they had my second brother, Robert. Well, Robert was about 3 months old, and my mom and dad left him with her mom while they ran to the store.
Okay.
Well, by the time they get back from the store, they hear sirens, fire trucks, and all of these things going. And someone said to her, oh, that's Mary Johnson's house that's on fire. Well, Mary Johnson's house was where her child, her baby, lay.
Oh, my God.
So when they got back, by the time they got there, the house was burning down, but her baby was on the inside. And there was nothing that she could do my father to do but stand there and watch this take place. So that took a very toll on my mother. She never really got over it.
I couldn't imagine you could.
Yes. And the love, you know, no matter what my father did, is just, you know, it wasn't enough.
Of course.
And so she resorted to drinking, hanging out, and began to leave us home to fend for ourselves.
Let me ask a question. Mm-hmm. Was your mother a spirit-led or spirit-filled woman?
No. Okay. No, she wasn't.
So many of us, when we face life's most difficult circumstances, the only thing we can turn to is God. I couldn't imagine people who don't know God.
Yes.
What they would turn to. And, well, we do know. they turn to?
Other vices.
As you described, your mother turned to alcohol and lifestyle.
Yes, partying.
Versus leaning on the rock of Jesus.
Yes.
My God, and you were how old when?
I was 3 years old.
My Lord. Motherless.
Yes.
And how about your father?
My father was working 13 and 14 hours a day.
So you had no parents?
No.
Who cared for you? Your siblings?
Well, they did the best that they could.
My dad,
you know, he did the very best that he could. But he came home one day to find all of his children gone. They had taken us and put us in foster care.
Oh, God.
They said, you know, Mr. Henderson, you are working, you know, 13 and 14 hours a day. There's no way you can take care of 8 children.
Wow.
There's no way. So we're going to have to take them. So, of course, my dad, who was a praying man, loved God, you know, a father to his heart, you know, this was just like overtaking him. And he contacted his mother, which was my grandmother, and told her what was going on. Well, she prayed and asked God what to do.
I bet she did.
Yes, she did.
And I bet she prayed, as my grandma used to say, a hole through to glory.
Yes, she did.
She went on spiritual attack.
Yes, she did.
Right?
Yes, she did. Yes, she did. And so as a result of that, the Lord spoke to her and told her to raise these children because one of them were going to be used mightily for His kingdom.
Ooh, Lord.
And so she obeyed God. Here she is in the prime of her life, but she comes, she stops. She moves to Louisiana in order to fulfill the will of God.
Ooh.
Because of her love for the gospel message of Jesus
Come
Christ.
On. That's what we all
and
should do.
Yes. Mm. And so as a result of that, she took us, 8 children, brought us into a home and helped raise us in the admonition of the Lord.
Your grandmother, a praying woman, your grandmother's ability to respond.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Set in motion.
Yes.
Something that would impact the world.
Yes.
So many years later.
Yes.
If she had not moved, if she had been trapped in paralysis by analysis of does this make sense, you wouldn't be reaching the world like you are now.
Yes.
Because man stood in the way.
Yes.
Isn't that what we're supposed to do?
Yes.
God's got it figured out.
Yes, He does.
The devil went on a mission to destroy your life.
Yes.
He attacked your parents.
Yes.
To stop you.
Yes.
But it took someone standing in the gap.
Yes.
Who was willing to move when God said move.
Yes.
That has allowed God to complete what he said He knew would be you in the womb of your mother.
Yes.
That's what Jeremiah and Psalm says. I knew you in the womb. I designed what you were to do, who you were to be.
Yes.
Before I laid the foundations of this world.
Yes.
And you're there.
Yes.
God's got your plan laid out. He planned it in the womb of your mother.
Yes.
Before the foundations of the earth.
Yes. Through all of these trials, I want to say, first of all, I found that with God, all things are possible.
Amen.
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 And that God has a plan and a purpose for your life.
That's right. We're going to get into your book, which is an amazing read. Specifically, I noticed 4 women that have been beaten up and nearly destroyed.
Yes.
And you speak to the heart of that fracture in women in an amazing way because, my Lord, you are a word woman.
Yes.
It is loaded with the Word of God that's speaking into my circumstances.
Yes.
What motivated you to write this?
Well, as a woman, I have experienced adoption. I've experienced abandonment, rape, incest, abuse, lack.
Okay, wait a minute. I'm gonna pause you. You're running too fast. When you say you've experienced, are you saying that you have been the victim of all of that?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Yes. You know, going through that start there, and then encountering other things in my life, like I said, abandonment, you know, divorce, single parent, you name it. I've been through it. But I'm here to say that God had a plan. He had a strategic plan. Before He ever releases us into the earth realm, there were thoughts that God had toward you. He already had a plan for you. He didn't think it after you got here. He already had a plan for you.
Mm-hmm.
But then once we are released into the earth realm, this place of sin, you know, we are born and shaped in iniquity. The enemy, he launches out an all-out attack against you.
Sure does.
So why? To stop the vision, the plan and purpose that God has for you.
That's right.
But I'm here today to tell you that nothing, Amen. Absolutely nothing can thwart the plan of God
That's right.
for your life.
Amen.
The only one that can do it is you.
Woo. If we stand in our own way.
We stand in our own way. I had every opportunity to give up.
Yeah, you did.
You think about, let's just backtrack a little bit.
Yeah.
I was raped
God.
At the age of 14 with a knife to my neck,
God.
Left on a dark road to try to find my way back. By a family friend.
Wow. Wow.
That was enough to mess me up.
That would be enough to stop most people.
Yes.
But you didn't stop.
But I didn't stop.
And what else came at you?
And then incest, a family member.
My God.
You know, sexually assaulting me. You understand what I'm saying?
I understand that the devil tried again to stop what God put in you.
Come on.
But it didn't stop you.
But it didn't stop
me. What else?
Okay, homelessness. You know, not knowing where I was going to go or what I was going to do because I was married to a man who had an addiction, a man who decided to use the money, you know, for other vices.
Mm-hmm.
Here, my children and I find ourselves on the street.
God.
Glory to God. But God.
But God.
I didn't let it stop me.
But God. You said, but God.
But God.
What do you mean by that?
But God intervened.
Yes, amen.
And what was meant for my harm,
mm-hmm.
God turned it around for my good.
I'm going to say it another way. What was meant for your destruction.
Yes.
Because that's what you talk about in this book so much.
Yes.
We are carriers
of
a vision.
Yes. Exactly.
And whose vision is it?
It's God's vision.
But the devil wants to destroy you.
Yes.
So that you can't carry out the vision that God's placed in you.
That's right.
Am I getting it right?
You're getting it right. Because vision is the fundamental of life.
Hmm.
The word of God says that where there is no vision, my people perish.
Yeah.
In other words, what that scripture is really saying is where there is no revelation of God, the people cast off restraint.
Whoa, you got to break this down. What do you mean by that?
What I mean is when we do not understand who God is and his revealed plan for our individual lives, then we cast off restraint.
Wow. So if we're here and we don't know who we are.
Yes.
And we don't know what we're supposed to do.
Yes.
And we don't know God's vision for our life.
Yes.
Then we just kind of float and
move
and wander.
Yes.
And respond to the next strategy of the enemy.
Yes.
To shut us down.
Yes.
Am I getting it right?
You're getting that right.
Keep
Absolutely
going.
Right. See, the enemy comes at your embryonic state. He comes at the early part of your life and he began to create strategies, you know, hurdles and obstacles to get you to distort your vision of who you were created to be and, most importantly, who God is.
That's good.
He tries to distort your perception, your understanding, your belief, and change your belief system to who God is and why he created you.
Exactly.
You know, and so he uses all of these strategies to get you to see things in a way that are really not that way.
Dr. Key, do you believe people watching right now are there?
Yes. I really believe that. And I really believe that not only have some of them lost their vision, but there are those who have vision. But for some reason, you can't push forward toward these hurdles and obstacles that you have faced in life to fulfill your vision. And so, yes, they are there. But I'm declaring in the name of Jesus that they're going to move past your obstacles, past your frustrations, past your doubts, past your fears, past your circumstances, past all your no's that you have received in life. And today is your yes day.
Yes, amen. Yes, amen.
I really believe that. Yes.
I mean, that's what this program is all about.
Yes. You have to renew your mind.
Right.
As it relates to who God says you are.
That's right.
And what God has designed for your life, you know, to embrace that his design for your life.
Sure.
That's why I wrote this book. We address the fact that there are some people out there that feel that they are stuck.
Yeah.
But I want you to know.
Why are you stuck? Why?
You are stuck because, number one, you don't understand the vision that God has for you. And you don't understand why you're going through what you're going through right now. And I came to tell you, you are going through what you're going through right now and what you have been through. It's because you are a carrier of vision.
Wow, come on.
The fight is not against you, but it's against the vision in which you were created to fulfill.
It's good. The Bible says that from Him and through Him and to Him are all things.
Yes.
It's not from Him and through you.
Yes.
And to Him are all things.
That's right.
From Him, through Him, and to Him are all things.
Yes.
When you say that the enemy is out to destroy the vision of God placed in mankind.
Yes.
It really brings that scripture into focus. Mm-hmm. From Him and through Him and to Him are all things. God's got a plan.
Yes.
God's got a vision.
Yes.
He didn't create everything in the heavenlies and planet Earth to turn it over to the devil.
Come on.
He created everything in the heavens and in the earth to be His.
Yes.
And the fullness thereof is His. He's just looking for people who are able and willing to hold the line.
Yes.
To get up when they've been knocked down.
Yes.
So He can push Himself and His vision through to get out to accomplish what He wants to accomplish.
Yes.
Am I getting it?
You are getting it because you know what? You know, the church is the body.
Yeah.
But we individually have a calling.
Yeah.
We individually have a purpose. And in order for the whole complete vision of the church to come together, we individually have to fulfill our part.
Which means we've got to be able to do what is necessary as the body of Christ to allow God to push His vision through us.
Yes.
And that's what you're saying.
That's exactly what
And you
what
didn't
I'm
quit.
Saying. No,
you didn't. You got up when you were knocked down.
Yeah.
You got up when they said you couldn't make it.
Yeah.
Instead of letting the world and the enemy say you're a loser.
Yes.
You got baggage too heavy that you could carry.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
You were devalued.
Yes.
Discredited.
Yes.
You said, I don't think so.
Yes.
I know who I am.
Yes.
I know who I was made to be.
Yes.
Which is because you know that you're a woman who carries a vision.
Yes.
And you're passionate about it.
I am very passionate
about it. And you're passionate to tell people about it.
I am very passionate to tell people because the most beautiful thing is to find your God-given purpose.
Yes.
And to operate in that. Because when we do that, we find the peace of God.
Mm.
We find the protection of God. We find the power of God. But ultimately, you experience the fulfillment of His promises in your life.
Wow. All when I discover my vision.
All when I discover my vision.
Peace, protection, power. Mm-hmm. I get the roadmap to win in life.
Yes.
No wonder the devil is trying to rob us of the vision placed in our hearts. This is it's a big message God's given you. Is all a hill coming at you to stop you? I mean, I'm looking at what God, I'm looking at all the hell came to stop you before you got started.
Well,
but now that you're stepping in, I bet you're under some attack.
Oh, honey, listen. you know, I remember telling God, I says, now you said that we reap what we sow.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I haven't been living long enough to reap all of this stuff, okay? But one thing I found, death couldn't kill me, cancer couldn't kill me. Lack couldn't kill me. Lies or whatever, it couldn't kill me.
My God.
Because I understand that I am blessed to be a blessing.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? I am somebody's blessing. As a matter of fact, I'm your blessing today.
Amen.
Amen. I like to say that when God brings me into your life, that means that all of the chaos, all of the havoc, all of the warfare, everything that you've been experiencing up until this day, it's done.
Yes, amen.
It's over because of the anointing that breaks the yoke and destroys and removes the burden.
Wow. Wow. I just thank God for you and what you're doing. And I mean that sincerely.
Yes.
You got some energy. And I would submit you've got power that we need. Body of Christ needs to destroy that dragon.
Yes.
that's trying to destroy you.
Yes.
I would say that the women of the body of Christ need this book.
Yes.
We've got women watching that are titans of faith.
Yes.
That have planted in you the kind of thing that this world needs to see.
Yes.
And experience so that can bear witness.
Yes.
To the mighty, mighty, mighty hand of God.
Yes.
How did Catherine Kuhlman have the courage,
yes,
to step in front of millions of people and say, this God heals?
Yes.
Except that she saw it with her own eyes.
Yes.
When you see a thing with your own eyes, you do one of two things.
Yes.
You either hide it under a bushel,
mm-hmm,
or you grab that light and you stand on a mountaintop and you say, look how great,
yes,
the God is that I serve.
Yes.
And that takes courage.
Yes.
It takes a willingness to sacrifice.
Yes.
And you're doing that.
Yes.
I have never done this on this show.
Yes.
Ever. And that is to take up an offering.
Yes.
For what you're doing. I think that there are moments where we have the opportunity to sow a seed into the kind of ground that is producing a harvest. And every single time in my life where I have stepped in faith and sown a seed, which by the way is God's money anyway.
Yes.
Every time I've sown a seed into fertile ground, it has produced a harvest. When I have given from the heart sacrificially into not believing in a person, but believing in God.
Yes.
And God is all through your life and your ministry. You're giving all of yourself to the Master.
Yes.
And I bet the devil is fighting you with everything he's got. You are fertile ground,
yes,
for us to sow seed into. I want to plant $1,000 seed right now into the life of your ministry. I give sacrificially. I give in faith.
Mm-hmm.
And to what God's doing for you. $1,000 seed. And I just excite and motivate and inspire anybody who wants to step to the plate.
Yes.
And let's sow a seed into your life and into your ministry. Let's look at it this way. Sow whatever seed God places on your heart. And you know what? The book is her gift back to you. Amen?
Yes. Amen.
Get this book, Carriers of Vision, for,
yes,
your life, for your daughter's life,
yes,
for your mama's life,
yes,
for your cousin's life,
yes,
for your life. You might got it all figured out. Praise God. I don't. I don't. You don't. God's always got something to tell you that's new and fresh every morning. Amen? We just got to be willing to slow down long enough to receive it.
Did you know that the enemy's plan is to deny, delay, and destroy your gifts, callings, talents, and the very purpose that God has placed inside you as a carrier of vision? Stop suffering in defeat. It's time to stand up and proclaim dominion, to declare war against the devil, and walk as true carriers of vision. Dr. Pauline Key has captured the prophetic insight you need to transform your troubles into triumph, to reach your destiny, and ensure that the vision you carry reaches the places God has ordained. In her new book, Carriers of Vision, you will learn the key to unlocking a life far greater than you believe is possible. Dr. Key's message breathes life into dry and beaten bones, reminding you of the greatest biblical truth that with God, all things are possible. Carriers of Vision is a power-packed, purpose-driven battle guide to fight the enemy's attacks and to defeat him every single time he comes against you. Page by page in this groundbreaking book, you will discover the principles and strategies to regain vision for your marriage, your health, your children, your career, and your future. Overcome frustration, overcome regret, overcome shame, and regain peace to discover the prosperity found inside you to help you fight back the devil and put him back in his place under your feet. The Bible says in Proverbs 29:18, where there is no vision, the people perish. Don't let that happen to you. Take back control of your life through Dr. Pauline Key's new book, Carriers of Vision. But that's not all. If you call today, as part of this amazing bundle, you will receive a power-packed, two-part DVD teaching that reveals the strategies and steps you need to start immediately. push back the advance of the supernatural force of the devil and get him out of your health, out of your marriage, and out of your finances with this powerful collection. As a bonus, Dr. Pauline Key wants you to receive an anointed, yoke-breaking declaration of vision, blessing, and prosperity over your life and your family. In this prayerful 20-minute audio CD, Dr. Key commands breakthroughs for you and your household. Be encouraged every day, at home or on the go, as you listen to your sister in Christ intercede for you and your loved ones. This complete supernatural bundle, including the Carriers of Vision book, is yours today for only $40. Call now and Damon will also send you the entire uncut studio interview with Dr. Pauline Key free with your gift. This DVD is packed with over an hour of inspirations, true stories, and the divine encouragements behind her book, Carriers of Vision. Call right now to get the Carriers of Vision bundle for you or someone you love for only $40. And if you're willing to sow an additional seed, Damon will also give you this very special Key of Vision necklace as a reminder that the key to unlock the vision for the greatest days of your life resides inside you. Receive yours today for an additional pledge of any amount. Don't miss this exciting opportunity to receive the Carriers of Vision bundle for a gift of only $40, as well as Damon's special Key of Vision necklace for an additional pledge of any amount. Even in the midst of the darkest night of your soul, you can still discover the champion inside you who is waiting to be sent out into the world. Call or go online today.
Nothing is going to change in your life until you make a decision to do something differently than you have done. And my job is to bring people here with a message of vision and hope and power and encouragement to give you hope, to give you the kind of power, to give you the kind of encouragement you need to go take on the day. So get this book. Sow a seed into fertile ground into the life of this precious lady's ministry so that you can become all that God has made you to be. Amen? I love you and we thank you on behalf of me and all of my friends and the world of One-on-One. May God richly bless you. One-on-One is a spotlight of the people, the relationships, covenant partners in ministry that have been part of the family of Legacy Worldwide, an agency that specializes in providing help and assistance to the industry that my family has served for over 50 years. So, if you're a pastor, an author, an evangelist, a business leader, a musician, an entrepreneur, anyone who has a vision, a gifting, a calling, a gift that is in you, then let me tell you that I want to be here for you. Legacy Worldwide wants to be here for you. Maybe you need design work, web development, program distribution, help, branding, marketing, so many things. Consider how we might help you. Contact us today for a free consultation, and who knows, maybe you'll be sitting here with me while we share one-on-one something great, life-changing with those who tune into this program every single week. Email us today. Let us know how we can help you.
Thanks for joining us on our one-on-one broadcast. For more information about the guests and products you heard about today, please visit our website at damondavis.com.